This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's almost, well, in fact, this could be our back to school edition.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the kids are excited.
Atlantic starts this Wednesday.
Does it really? Oh, my gosh.
The 13th.
Wow.
They had their events this past week where we visited with Roger Warren, who's the IT coordinator for the school, and they were rolling out the one-to-one program for the high school. So they were having all the parents come in to sign off of the program and pick up the equipment and stuff and get their instructions on how to use whatever it was. It's a MacBook Air or something like that that they're using. But, yeah, they had to go through all of that process and stuff. So, yep, school starts this week.
Wow. I'm glad I went to school when I did. I think we started like the end of August and still got out those first couple of days. Of course, we didn't have the air conditioning then, but...
Yeah, we mostly started after Labor Day, but there were a few times we started a day or two. We might have started like on the Thursday, gone Thursday and Friday before Labor Day weekend, but we never started two, 3 weeks before Labor Day weekend. Yeah, it's an early start for the a lot of the youngsters. A lot of them going back to school this week. Some won't go back until next week, but in large measure, summer's pretty well over.
Yeah, when back to school is, and yeah, you definitely feel like your summer's done and over with.
You know, they had that sales tax holiday last weekend, so folks could take advantage of saving, well, whatever it amounts to, really just a couple of bucks by the time you get done with it. But so a chance to save a few dollars here and there. But otherwise, summer's done.
Yeah.
If you didn't get your vacation in and you got kids going back to school, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
It's just a weekend getaway now.
Yeah. School starts and the state fair isn't even finished yet.
Yeah, I don't get that.
It's just... Everything just kind of converges all of a sudden. And this past spring, some schools didn't get out until June or early June.
Yeah.
Just about June or into early June because we had so many snow days last year.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of them seemed like, weren't they just because it was so bitter cold?
That, in some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they had, boy, talk about a short summer.
Yeah.
How'd you like to get gypped out of your summer
and
like
really,
that?
It was never, like, extremely hot that made you feel like you're...
No.
In the heat of the summer, but which isn't the worst thing either, but
and
I'll take the heat over the cold.
Yeah. Well, and here you got rainy days here these last few days. A lot of this week we saw some rain. So, you know, as a kid, how would you like to have to do that?
Oh, yeah. Your last couple days it's raining.
Last few days of summer vacay and it's raining outside. What will I do? I don't know. Do kids go outside and play anymore?
That's true.
Oh, maybe it doesn't make a difference.
That's all Wyatt wants to do. Go outside.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Make sure he keeps that.
Yes.
Keep that attitude. Yeah, it's school back in session again, so hope you're prepared, hope you're ready, and boy, will you notice a change in traffic patterns.
Yes.
One thing about living in small communities like this, when school's back in session,
you know.
You can really see that by the traffic patterns changing.
Yes, gotta watch out for all those kids on their bikes, and yeah.
About 8 o'clock in the morning, about 3, 3:30 in the afternoon, if you happen to be out, whoosh.
Yeah.
Heads up, here
it's
they
a rush.
Come. Yeah. But the rest of the day?
Nothing.
Not so bad.
No.
Not so bad. You don't see quite so much out there. So, yeah, it's that time of the year.
Yeah.
School back again. Another school year getting started. It'll be football season here before we know it. Football, volleyball, cross country, all that kind of fall stuff getting started here in another few days. They'll start practices. And
I think some of them already done their camps or doing their camps, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Summer's done.
I hear one of our nephews is having trouble walking. So, pretty sure he's getting use out of his camp.
Didn't keep himself in good enough shape in the off season, huh?
I guess not.
Yeah, well, he's going to learn that lesson real fast then, isn't he? Yeah, it just seems like everything turned around. We often joke about that after the 4th of July, you know, enjoy the 4th of July, because that's pretty much the end of summer anymore. Mm-hmm. It seems like things kick into gear right away. And it kind of seems like that this year.
Yeah.
It seems like the 4th of July was just the other day, and all of a sudden, here we are. In back-to-school mode already. It's really been sneaking up on folks. So, like we said, hope you're prepared. Hope you got all the new slacks and shoes and stuff. You're just a few years away from that yet.
Oh, don't say that, but yes.
Didn't you guys do that? I think we've talked about that before. The back-to-school shopping extravaganza, clothes and stuff for the new school year. Did you guys do that?
We did, yeah, growing up. We definitely did that.
I know it was tough for my mom would take us to do that because there's no way my dad would do that. And I can't blame him. I wouldn't either if I didn't have to. But mom would take us four boys out and we'd go. We'd go to the shoe store. We'd go to the place, you know, the other stores where we can get slacks and shirts and things. And And I can't imagine it could have been real easy. All I saw was from my perspective. I can't imagine it had to be real easy for mom with four boys. But how was it in your family with three girls going to shopping?
I'm sure my mom had a blast. You know, three girls, picky girls. I remember leaving, you know, pretty much what seemed like us first thing in the morning. So once we get to town, that all the stores were open, and we'd get home after dark. So it made for a very full, exhausting day, and I think we all probably got a little tired throughout the day as that went on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in our, it was probably different. With three girls, you guys were probably all enjoying the shopping excursion.
Yes, to a point.
I can tell you, with four boys, we weren't. So yeah. I'm pretty sure mom wasn't so much either, because it just wasn't that much
fun. Just hold it up. Do you like it or not?
Well, and it's the guy thing, too, when shopping. Even as little boys, they have that guy mentality with shopping, because we'd get worn out.
Yeah.
And, you know, mom would take us to the shoe store, and I just remember sitting there and trying on all these different types of shoes, and after a while, it's like, yeah, that's fine. That's good.
I don't care. Yep.
Yep. Good enough. Yep. That's fine. Yep. Fits just fine. And then you get them home, and then you wear them the first day of school, and then you're whining about it because, oh, they're too tight. They don't fit right. They hurt my feet. So, well, you said they were fine in the store. That's because we were in there for 2 hours, and I wanted to get out of here.
Lesson learned the hard way, huh?
So pretty much the way I was when I was 5 years old, I still
you
am
still,
today.
I'm going to say, yeah, Mike is, yeah, he gets to the point, just like, yeah, that's great, fine, let's go.
All right, you wore me out. That's it, I'm done, I'm finished. I can't take it anymore, I'm out of here.
Yep.
As I say, that's the difference between guys and gals. I remember watching an episode of Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm. And they were shopping for furniture in the furniture store, and Miss K was wandering around looking for furniture, and she kept saying, what about this? What about this? What about this? And Willie was just, pick one, let's get out of here. And Phil makes the comment that Willie boy hasn't learned that women like to browse.
I think I've seen this one, yeah.
Men don't.
No.
No. Take us to Bass Pro Shop, we might browse some. Take us to the Sporting
You're
Goods
on a
store,
mission.
We might browse a little bit. Take us to a store with clothing. We research it ahead of time. We know what we want. We know where it is. We walk straight through the door, straight to it, grab it, take it to the counter, and out the door we go.
Yep.
Usually we don't even stop at the dressing rooms beforehand to try them on. It's like, that's what I want. It's good enough. Let's get out of here. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And it's never going to change, whether we're 5 or 105.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Pretty much the same. Guys are guys. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned earlier that with school starting so early, it overlaps with the state fair.
Yes.
The Iowa State Fair kicked off its 11-day run here this last Thursday, August the 7th, was the first day of the fair, and it runs through next weekend. On Sunday, August 17th is the last day. You guys get a chance to get away at all to that?
No, not
Got
yet.
Got too much going
no.
on?
Mm-hmm.
Too much happening?
Busy, busy.
It might be a lot of walking for the kids, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Is Brianna walking yet?
No, she's getting there. A few steps.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I don't think you'd want to carry her around all day on the hot asphalt.
No. And I'm sure Wyatt would get tired.
I don't think he'd last very long. No,
no.
I don't think at his age. I think you're a few years away from really getting a chance for them to enjoy it very much. But we always like to look at things at the state fair. You know, they've got so much going on. We talked about some of the new foods a few weeks ago at the state fair when they let the cat
released
out of the bag about that. But I said that when we get closer to fair, we'll talk about food on a stick, because what's the Iowa State Fair famous for?
Food on a stick, yeah.
The biggest bull, the biggest pig.
The buttered cow.
The butter cow. And food on a stick.
And food. Food, food, food.
Yeah, food. Lots and lots of food. Well, if you like food on a stick, then the Iowa State Fair is the place to be. They have 69 different foods on a stick this year. 7 are new this year. Now, the new ones this year go like this. They have a caprese salad on a stick.
Yeah. Salad. I mean, I can just make that at home if I want to.
That's fine as long as it's next to the steak on a stick.
Yeah.
And a baked potato on a stick.
That's my side. It's okay.
Yeah. They also have a chocolate-covered chunky bacon maple nougat on a stick. And I'm sorry, I'm passing on that.
I just don't get that one. I can't imagine what it's really consists of, the look of it. I don't get it.
I'm having a hard time with the name of it. I mean, when I see the word bacon, I think bacon.
Great.
Like
you think great,
strips of bacon. But I'm wondering if it's like the nougat is like bacon maple flavored or something. And I'm not really sure. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that.
I know, the chunky bacon. Yeah, I don't know.
Chocolate-covered chunky bacon maple nougat on a stick.
I need to see a picture.
I need to have somebody else try it.
Yeah. That's like everything else.
Yeah.
Like the, you tell if it's good or
the
bad.
The emperor would have an official taste tester. You taste it in case it's poison, so
right.
I don't die. No, if somebody tries it, let us know. We'll share it.
Yeah.
Let's see. They have chocolate-covered cookies and cream on a stick. Funnel cake sticks. Those are new this year. Also new this year, jumbo toasted marshmallow on a stick. Haven't people been doing that around campfires forever?
Yeah, maybe it's a homemade marshmallow.
I don't know.
And just huge.
That better be one good marshmallow if you're going to promote it.
Yeah.
So that's new this year. Also new this year, Mexican grilled corn on the cob and tater dog on a stick. And I'm not sure exactly what that is.
I'm intrigued by the tater dog, yeah.
But tater tots are always good.
Yeah.
Whether you're 5 or 105, tater tots are good. And I don't know. That could be interesting.
Maybe it's taters instead of like cornbread.
I may have to experiment.
Yeah.
Some sort of kebab type thing and just try different things on a stick at home sometime. Just throw it on the grill, see how it goes. But those are the new ones. They have 7 new ones this year. Now, they have other things that have been at the fair. Some of them were new in recent years, but some of them have been around forever. And here's your list. I've got you 7 of them so far. Here are the other 62 things on a stick at the fair this year. Are you ready?
Okay.
They have the fair square, which actually could be 3, because they have the original, the peanut butter, and the fair berry flavors. You have a bacon-wrapped riblet. Mmm. Bacon-wrapped smokies. Mmm, that's doable.
Yeah.
Cajun chicken, cake pops, a caramel apple. Of course, you have to have that.
Mm.
Carmellos. I'm assuming that's marshmallows dipped in caramel. I don't know. They have cheese on a stick, chicken on a stick, chocolate-covered cheesecake, chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough, chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake. I see you all over both of those.
What?
Chocolate-covered ice cream cookie sandwich, chocolate-covered key lime dream bar, a chocolate-covered peanut butter bar. They have something called a coconut mountain. Not sure what that is. They have corn on the cob, a corn brat. That's a bratwurst dipped in corn dog batter, which, like I say, the only thing disappointing about that is they didn't have sauerkraut in it as well. They could have gotten the sauerkraut wrapped in the batter as well. That would have been cool.
Hey, make it.
Hey, there you go. Corn dog, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You have cotton candy, crazy tater, deep-fried brownie, deep-fried sweet corn dog, deep-fried Milky Way, deep-fried Snickers, deep-fried Twinkie. I think you'd take all 3 of those, wouldn't
you? I've had one.
Have you? Which one?
I had the Snickers 1 year.
Good?
Eh. It's all hype, in my opinion. It just kind of gets almost soggy and just rubbery.
Yeah.
I've
never been a big fan of the corn dog.
And messy.
But I think number 34 on the list here would suit my taste.
Okay.
It's a double bacon corn dog.
Ooh,
that I would try.
Yeah.
Dutch letter, they have fruit with yogurt dipping sauce on a stick. German sausage, a griddle stick, which is turkey sausage wrapped in a pancake. Your son would like that.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled egg, honey, hot bologna, hot dog, hot lips. That's breaded chicken breast smothered with hot sauce served with blue cheese dressing. It's not like you're eating hot lips. You will have hot lips when you're finished with it.
Wasn't that a character from MASH?
Yes, it was. Hot Lips Houlihan. Ice Cream Wonder Bar. They have a jalapeno corn dog, kebab combo, lamb sausage. That's in a brat style. They have a monkey tail, chocolate-covered banana, a nutty bar, a peanut butter and jelly on a stick, pickle, pineapple. That's fresh pineapple dipped in funnel cake batter and deep fried. Probably tastes like pineapple upside down cake. They have pork chop on a stick, push-ups, rainbow popsicle, rib shack cowboy, don't ask, rock candy, salad, sesame chicken, shrimp corn dog, a smoothie on a stick. I don't even want to know how they do that. That's got to be frozen. Soft salted chocolate dipped almond pretzel. You'd be all over that.
I
asking
heard sweet
for seconds.
And salty, yeah. And yeah.
You'd be getting 2 of those. They have spicy shrimp, teriyaki beef, turkey drumstick, turkey tenderloin, a Twinkie log, which is a frozen Twinkie dipped in white chocolate and rolled in cashews. They have unicorn lollipops, not sure about that, and a veggie corn dog. I know that's not happening.
Negatory.
I didn't go all the way to the fair for vegetables.
Or salad or fruit.
That's right. When you go to the fair, by golly, they have the biggest hog and they have the biggest bull. They don't have the biggest head
salad,
of lettuce.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they do, actually, come to think of it.
Oh, yeah, they very well might.
I don't care.
I'll take the caramel apple. That can be my fruit.
It's not what draws me to the fair.
No.
A loaded baked potato on a stick? I could do that.
Mm, yeah.
That'd be all right. We could do that.
That'd be good.
All right. So anyway, so enjoy the State Fair. Hope you get a chance to get down and do some of that. I know we're going down next weekend. Have a little fun next weekend. So we'll catch a couple concerts and at the grandstand and do some stuff. All kinds of things at the grandstand. If you like music, they got rock, they got country, they got all kinds of stuff.
They got Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, yeah, if you like Duck Dynasty, they got that. They've got tractor pulls, all the stuff that's popular. Yeah, they have a good lineup, actually. I think
they do.
Really good lineup at the State Fair Grandstand this year. So hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of that before school starts.
Yeah. Well, then, so what's going to be your number one pick that you're getting besides your mini hot donuts that you like?
Well, I always get a pork chop on a stick. That's a given. It depends on what, because these aren't all in one place.
Yeah.
They're in different places. Like I said, if I were going to go through this, I would say, just glancing at it, a bacon-wrapped riblet, that would be right up there near the top. What else would I? Tater dog on a stick is kind of intriguing to me. But also the corn brat, that's one that's probably, that might happen if I can find it down there. And there was another one I was like, the double bacon. What was that? The double.
Was it a corn dog?
Bacon.
Or something?
Where is it? Now I can't find it when I need it. Double bacon corn dog. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really that much into the sweet stuff. You know, all the sweet things they put on a stick. Mm-hmm. I'm really not into that. But yeah. Bacon wrapped, pretty much bacon wrapped anything except the maple nougat thing. I'm not doing that.
But that one's a little different.
But the other stuff, I can see trying a few of those different things.
Yeah.
And the one sweet thing I look forward to at State Fair is JR's mini donuts.
Yes.
Beeline straight for that.
I know exactly. Not had those yet,
I know exactly where it is. As soon as we walk onto the fairgrounds, we head straight to it. I want a bag of hot mini donuts.
Yeah.
Oof, those are good.
I gotta
good
try
way
those.
To start my day. Okay, well, now that we've done this long advertisement for the Iowa State Fair.
And made you all hungry.
Yeah, I need to get a drink of something here real quick because my mouth's starting to water here. So let's just go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and tell you about some stuff going on a little closer to home right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back again. We were just kind of talking during the commercial break there while you were listening to that. We were thinking, you know, it's too bad they don't put prices on here.
Yeah.
Because I know what the price is on some of these things that I enjoy, but there are nearly 70 items.
That's a lot of...
Just figure it out.
If you're
average cost
to try them
of those,
all, yeah.
If you're going to try one of each, if the average cost would say be, I don't know, pick a number. Pick a good round number. Say $5
each.
Yeah,
five.
It's a good round number. At 70, just under, well, 69, you say 70 items.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do the math. It's about 3.5 bills there for you just to try
just
everything
to try,
once that's on a stick. That's how many things are on a stick at the Iowa State Fair.
Wow.
A lot.
Then you have to cut it down, how many you can eat per day.
Yeah. I'm not sure the fair goes long enough at 11 days for me to try everything. But hey, I'm in for just about anything that includes food. Let's focus on the closer to home here.
All right. Well, the Blue Tones are having a reunion show with Richie Lee. It's coming up next Saturday on August 16th. It's at the Atlantic Community Center, and they'll have the doors open up at 6:30. They'll also have a live auction, and all proceeds from this will go to Help Feed the Homeless. It's for the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club, and then there's free admission to get in. It's the Blue Tones reunion show with Richie Lee on August 16th at the Atlantic Community Center, and then the doors open at 6:30. A annual Rural Life Farm Outdoor Mass will be held on August 17th. It's at 2 p.m. It's held at the Stewart Farm of Tom and Amy Down of Rural Stewart. They're opening their farm to host Bishop Richard E. Pates' annual Outdoor Mass. That begins at 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 17th. And the farm is located at 3256 110th Street. It's the first gravel road south of Interstate 80 at Stewart. And then you go three miles east. The event is free and open to the public, and if you're interested in participating in the musical aspect of this Mass, you can come to the rehearsal at the All Saints Church in Stuart at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 16th. Singers and instrumentalists are welcome. Again, it's the annual Rural Life Farm Outdoor Mass on August 17th at 2 p.m. at the Stuart Farm, and that begins at 2 p.m. The Minden United Church of Christ, they're having an ice cream social. It's on August 17th from 11:30 to 1:30. They'll also be serving up some hamburgers and hot dogs, along with chips and salads and drinks, and of course, homemade pies, bars, and ice cream. And all that is for a free will donation. It's the Minden United Church of Christ ice cream social, August 17th. That's 11:30 to 1:30. Also, the Zion Lutheran Church at 801 Oak Street here in Atlantic is having an ice cream social. It's on August 17th. They're holding that from 5 to 7. And with the ice cream, they'll be serving Maid Rites or hot dogs and, of course, the homemade ice cream. Free will donation, and that goes to support two ministerial students. It's the Zion Lutheran Church at 801 Oak Street in Atlantic, their ice cream social on August 17th from 5 to 7. Got a few blood drives coming up. The Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic on August 21st. That is from noon to 4 at Molly. And over in Harlan on August 25th from 8:30 to 2:30. That will be at the Murtu Medical Center. In Red Oak on August 27th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that will be at the Montgomery County Hospital. And also in Greenfield on August 28th from 11 to 5. And that's at the Methodist Church. Not until next month, but we'll go ahead and just get it in there real quick. The Employer and Educator Summit, it's coming up September 17th at the Carrollton Inn in Carroll from 8 to 1. It's the first time the area is offering a chance for the employers and educators from the region to work together to develop citizens who possess the right skills for a change in our society. The event will have guest speakers, discussion sessions, along with a lunch being served. If you have any questions, you can call their office at 515-523-1262 and speak with Sarah Gomez. It's the Employer and Educator Summit, September 17th at the Carrollton Inn in Carroll from 8 to 1. You can call Sarah Gomez at 515-523-1262. Also in September is Coca-Cola Days. It's September 26th and 27th, and this year's theme is Thirst Knows No Season. On Friday, September 26th, they'll have that tailgate party from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Rock Island Depot. It's $6.50 for that. And then Sneak Peek performs from 6 to 8 at the Herring Building, which is at 2nd and Poplar. And they have the show, shop, and sell. That's pretty much all day from 9 to 2 at the Herring Building, and that's free. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center Museum at 207 Chestnut Street. It's one of only three in the country, and that's open from 9 to 5. And then on Saturday, again, they'll have the Collector's Showcase from 9 to 2 at the Herring Building. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum is open from 9 to 4. And then the ICCCC Annual Meeting at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. Social hour at 6 and then dinner's at 6:30. You can get your t-shirts available, $16 for a short sleeve, $22 for a long sleeve. And you can get those at CocaColaDays.org. And also to find out for more information and lodging, again, at that same website, CocaColaDays.org. It's Coca-Cola Days, September 26th and 27th.
Ice cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Very good. A few other things coming up here. The Atlantic, or the Cass County Conservation Board, has an event coming up on Sunday, August 17th, called The Civil War Letters of Francis R. Howard. That'll be held at the Hitchcock House Recreation Area. You'll listen to Civil War letters that'll be read from a local veteran. Program is a must for local Civil War buffs. Francis R. Howard enlisted from Lewis, and his letters help to provide some detail of what life was like when you were a part of the Civil War military. It's a free program. It'll be held rain or shine, and again, that's August 17th, Sunday, August 17th at 2 p.m. at the Hitchcock House Recreation Area. A few other programs by the Conservation Board that are coming up late this month into September, but you do need to sign up for them, are the Mysterious Monarch programs. Those will be held at several locations, and you can learn about monarch butterflies, including how to tag them. And participation is required if you would like a home tagging kit, but you do need to get on the list, so you can call Laura Canning at the conservation office there to get yourself on the list. But those dates are Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m. at the Lake Anita State Park Campground Loop, Saturday, September 6th at 4 p.m. at the Cold Springs Park Campground Shelter, also Saturday, September 13th at 2 p.m. at the Camblin Addition Shelter in Sunnyside Park in Atlantic, and a second time on Saturday, September 13th at 4 p.m., and that's at the Outdoor Educational Classroom at Messina. So put those on your list of things to do and get yourself signed up so you can be part, get a tagging kit so you can be a part of that. Also, I see that the United Church of Avoca is having its annual garage sale, and that's coming up Friday, August 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday, August 16th, and that'll be from 8 a.m. until noon at the United Church of Avoca. That's at 304 North Elm Street in Avoca. They'll have rolls and coffee available. There'll be furniture, and there'll be a minimum charge for certain pieces, but for the most part, it'll be just a free will offering on all the items that they have there. And if you can help them out by attending that garage sale, they'd love it. Friday, August 15th, 8 a.m. to 2. Saturday, August 16th, 8 a.m. until noon at the United Church of Avoca. That's at 304 North Elm Street in Avoca.
Very
got
nice.
Any birthdays for us?
I sure do. Over the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Melvin Conan, celebrating his birthday on August 11th. Also to Neoma Anderson, celebrating her birthday on August 11th. And also to Marilyn Prawl, celebrating her birthday on August 12th. So happy birthday to everyone there over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
I do have one anniversary, and we are just a tad late on this one, but I want to throw it in anyway because they've been good friends of KJAN for a long time. I want to wish Charles and Laura Ann Allen of Avoca a happy anniversary. This last Friday, August 8th, they celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations
yes.
to them. They have, in addition to their children, they have 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. But the family is requesting a card shower in their honor. And if the cards get there a few days late, that's okay.
Yeah,
they still,
nothing
they,
wrong with
they that. Can, yeah, you know, you get inundated with cards all at once. You can't read them all right away anyway, right? Got some time yet. If you'd like to send some cards to Charles and Laura Ann Allen, you may do so by sending them to 709 North Cherry Street. That's 709 North Cherry Street, Avoca, Iowa, 51521. Congratulations again and best wishes from us to Charles and Laura Ann Allen of Avoca on their 60th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
I guess that's our audio card that we're sending out to them. So
yes.
We hope they're listening. Very good. Congratulations to those folks. Don't have any babies to tell you about this time around, but if you do have any birthdays of note, we like the ones ending zeros and fives. If you have any anniversaries, kind of the same rule there, mm-hmm. zeros and fives. If you have any anniversaries you'd like to tell us about or new additions to your family, babies born in the family, send us the information. You can just drop us a line here at KJAN, Post Office Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can fax it to us at 712-243-3937. You can email it to us as well. Why don't you send it to Stacy?
Yes,
she likes mail.
KJANDESK at METC.net.
KJAN desk.
Yep.
We weren't
easy
very,
enough.
We weren't very creative when we set up that email address, were we?
It works.
Desk. Just send it to the desk.
Yes.
KJN desk. Very good. Yeah, just drop that stuff off. Or, as we always say, you could have your ugly cousin bring it over by the studio,
bring
too.
Bring it on in.
Yeah, just drop it off during regular business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we'd be happy to take that information for you and share it with everybody because we have, you know, these amplifiers and transmitters and processors and modulators and things. It's way easier for us to tell lots of folks than it is for you to stand on the porch and yell
just
real loud.
It, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mom used to do when it was dinner time. Did your mom ever go out on the porch and yell to get you in for dinner?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, all the time.
It was probably usually, okay, in a minute.
It would echo through the neighborhood. Must be dinner time at the field house. Mrs. Fields out on the porch yelling her boys' names.
Yeah.
Ah. Now they're going back to school.
Yeah.
Not the field boys.
No.
But everybody else's
everybody
kids.
Everybody else but us.
That's right.
That's okay.
That's right. So enjoy the start of the new school year. Hope you get them all back to school again, safe and sound, and you get the sanity back in your home during the day at least.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the parents are ready for it.
Yeah, be ready for that.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley